Blog Talk Radio.
Radio Nation, you are tuned into the Cutting Room Floor. I am LeVar, and as always, I am joined by the one and the only and the lovely Lola. Lola, what's going on?
Nothing much. Happy Valentine's Day, or happy Single Awareness Day for some of you that don't have Valentine's, like myself.
Yeah, it's, the funny thing was that I have to be almost like on the verge of being politically correct today. Either you say, hey, happy Valentine's Day, and then after that, you either have to say, well, good Monday to you, or, you know, it's just like, hey, what's up? Because otherwise, you know, people don't want to hear it's Monday. People don't want to hear it's Valentine's Day. So, you know, poor Monday, you know, it's just screwed all together. So, but this is the day after the Grammys, and all right, I'm going to start right off. If you watched it last night, if you were a fan of a certain musician and you saw him and you were happy with the performance, good for you. But overall, quite honestly, I will tell you, if I had to think of maybe two or three words for last night, I would say boring, overrated, surprising. Boring in that it went way longer than what it should have. I think it was on, I know locally, Central Standard Time Zone for like three and a half hours, I think it ran. And I know the emphasis that they wanted to do this year, as in years past, the last couple of years actually overall, was that they wanted to do more music. And I'm like, well, if you're going to do something like that and just put out some, like, maybe they only did 10 awards on the night. So in 3.5 hours,
oh,
you got 10 awards. Which, what, breaks down to, like, 3 an hour, and then you leave the last one for, like, that last half hour. So you had a music act every few minutes when you had something else going on, and then, of course, you always get the speech from the Academy president and, you know, blah, 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 and, you know, it went on and went on. I will honestly tell you, it lasted so long. Number one, I'm mad I didn't cut over to Family Guy, which I should have. And two, I went to sleep with the last half hour of it.
Wow, it's pretty sad.
Yeah, it is. I don't know if it's anything against the Grammys, but like the last couple of years, it's just been one big disappointment. I don't know what they can do to change it. I mean, anybody would be happy to have like a lot of music, you know, on a TV program and it gives you a chance to be a part of, like, a concert, but it just didn't cut. And I know the show started off. I missed the first few minutes, but I know Lady Gaga entered in a big egg. I guess at that point, you know, the first thing I could think of was that she was doing her best work in Mindy impersonation. And I really don't know. And I know, you know, Christina Aguilera fell, but she redeemed herself in her performance. And I don't know. And the fact that Lady Gaga's new song, and I'm not sure if you had a chance to hear it yet, Mola,
I finally broke down and checked out the song, Born This Way. And I didn't care for it.
You're like me then.
Yeah, I didn't like it, and I honestly don't think it sounds that. To me, I don't see the similarities between that and Madonna's "Express Yourself." I don't see it.
Nope.
Because I don't. I just knew I didn't like it. I liked "Express Yourself," but I didn't like "Born This Way."
You know where I think it comes in? It's a little bit where she starts to like get to that point where she's talking. It almost sounds like Madonna's part where she's like, "Well, if you're ready or not," and it's kind of like right there. That's where I think the similarity lies. Everything else, it's different. But it's kind of like in the vocal portion of it, I think, is where I caught it. I didn't catch anything else that seemed the same. And, of course, you didn't just hear me sing that other part. But I think that's where they're talking about. I know they've been talking about that again today. But I don't think it was intended to be, you know, if Madonna didn't come out and say anything about it, which she hasn't, because they've asked her people. They haven't said anything. So I'm thinking that if Madonna didn't, you know, say anything, then it's fine. You know, because the thing is that that might be the best thing that happens for Madonna, because now that people are mentioning it, people might want to go and, like, get her song off of iTunes and get Lady Gaga's and try and figure out if there's something the same. So, I don't know. But I will tell you, Lola, that among some of the performances last night, even Katy Perry, she was dressed quite well. Love Katy Perry, she can do no wrong on that end, but even she was kind of more sedate. I mean, she performed on a swing, and the first thing in my mind was, okay, think that that last year in the way. But it was like really just everything was either conservative last night or racy, and I'll get to the racy part in a minute. But I mean, even Katy Perry was kind of like more sedate, and CeeLo Green, colorful. I liked his performance with Gwyneth Paltrow, and I think I was telling you earlier, Gwyneth, she's a you know, a double threat just like Jamie Foxx, and if she wants to start a singing career, then by all means, I wouldn't be one to talk about it. She can sing. She can sing with the best of them, I think.
Wow.
She did a great job in that performance. It was kind of an odd performance. It kind of reminds me of Outkast. You know, it's like, you know, odd, but it works. And on top of that, you had, let's see, I'm trying to remember, Rihanna, getting to the racy part, singing with Eminem and Love the Way You Lie. She had bronchitis and laryngitis this week. Dr. Dre joined Eminem on the last part of that song, I Need a Doctor, but you know, it was kind of like Dr. Dre only performed for a minute. Eminem was performing, but the censors were so busy trying to silence out the profane bits, it just kind of took away from the song. And then Rihanna did her song with Drake, and it was, now, I'm not going to say pretty racy, because then I'm going to seem like a prude, but I'm pretty sure, I think you've seen Rihanna's performance before of that song, and It's pretty racy, but I mean, I'm a guy, so I ain't gonna say no. It's racy. I did not like it, you know. But it was all right. It wasn't like anything to write home about. And then, you know, another good performance, even though a lot of people said it was over the top, was B.O.B., Bruno Mars, and Janelle Monáe. Each did a couple of their songs, but the one thing about them is that they're not only, you know, great performers, they also, you know, write their own songs. B.O.B. does a guitar solo, Bruno Mars is doing drumming, and, you know, Janelle Monáe has a voice that can, you know, rise to the best of them. It was great. It started slow, but finished strong. And then I think Bob Dylan came on and sang Maggie's Farm. He was backed by Mumford & Sons and the Abbott Brothers, and he was really hoarse. It was bad. He really pretty much probably should have came out last night. Mick Jagger, who paid a tribute to the late soul pioneer Solomon Burke, came out. He was backed by Raphael Sadiq and his band. Mick Jagger. For what? How old is he, 120?
Yeah, I think so, roughly. 120 billion BC. He's pretty old.
I know you like your old guy rock band, so Mick Jagger came out. He was vintage Mick Jagger, but I thought the song he sang really wasn't that special. Maybe Antebellum, even though they were one of the big winners of the night, their performance just kind of like sad. You know, it was just like a somber tone. And you can tell I'm building up to some of the other big acts of the night. But even Muse, who sang Uprising, it was there. And Arcade Fire, I mean, it was blah. And even Barbara Streisand, who performed. You know, I don't want to disappear or have, like, two guys and two come and take me in a car and, like, disappear. You know, if I say something bad about it, either Oprah or Barbara Streisand, I'm going to, like, tell something wrong. But she came out and sang Evergreen. And even at the end of the song, the look on her face, she knew it went badly. Because her voice kind of, like, shook. And it just wasn't. If this was 10 years ago or 20 years ago when she was doing this concert, it would have been an awesome thing to have her sing at the Grammys. But I think it was almost like too late, you know?
Sure.
And she had this look on her face at the end like, oh, my God, you know, like, what was that? But I don't know. I'm not sure if it was just me or if anybody watched that performance. At the end, she finished singing, and I swore when her mouth closed, there was a couple of seconds of singing left. I'm not sure if it was just me or not. And then the big performance of the night that people were talking about that was supposed to be was the performance from Usher, Justin Bieber, and Jaden Smith. As some said today, given the overexposure, particularly during the last week, it was anticlimactic and it just fell flat. You know, they kind of looked like a couple of kids trying to, you know, that Pepsi commercial back in the 80s when the kids were trying to do Michael Jackson or whatever, or Alfonso Ribeiro trying to do Michael Jackson impersonation. That's basically kind of what it was, you know. It was, you know, at least Usher sang ONG, which was, like, okay. But it was only, like, a couple of minutes of it. So it was, like, but, you know, and Bieber sitting there trying to, like, you know, do his little Justin Timberlake rap thing along with, you know, Usher, and it's just, I don't know, it was just overrated, that's what I'll put it, overrated. You know, the first time I actually watched a Justin Bieber performance, and I think if people listen to this show, they know how little I feel about it. Yeah, I think he even did a big flop at the weekend box office, too. The movie didn't pull in as much as I mean, it wasn't a flop. I mean, he still got a particular amount of money, but I think his film came in second to the Adam Sandler movie. I think his film only got something around like $30 million this weekend. So,
well, you know, I'm actually surprised because it sounds like the fallout for Justin Bieber is slowly working its way.
Slowly. You know, there's some people starting to doubt the Bieber, even though they all still claim that they have Bieber fever or whatever. And
he's annoying.
You know, I know. And I'm going to bring up something. Lola and I usually talk right before the show about different things, and I'm going to bring up something. Last night, it was pretty interesting. Access Hollywood, Billy Bush talked to Selena Gomez if they were dating or not, and she came out with the prototypical, you know, we're friends, we understand each other, blah, blah, blah. Yes, you know, it's kind of like, you know, We're good friends. We like each other. Like, we can put up with each other. But afterwards, the photogs caught a photo of her giving him a big hug. And I know the first thing when I said that, and your reaction was what? Why don't they just come out with it already?
Yes.
And I sat here and I thought about the reason why they probably don't. And do you remember when a few months ago, Lola, initially there was talk of these two dating, and the big uproar that it caused among Bieber's fans?
Oh, yeah.
You know, Selena herself is trying to get her fan base going, and, you know, some of those same fan bases of his are in hers. And if they find out that she's dating him, they'll pull out and drove so quick, it will pretty much kind of push her career down. And I think she's not going to come out with it or say, yes, we're dating, due to that fact and due to the fact that, you know, for Justin Bieber right now, the best thing that he has going for him is, you know, he's young and he's single. If there were so many girls that found out that he was dating somebody, I think it would hurt him financially. You'd have girls who'd be like, well, he's dating so-and-so, you know? It's kind of like you don't look at them as the same anymore. I guess that kind of leads into also another thing that we can talk about. But when somebody gets married, I mean, it's going away from that because now I think I found a topic for today to last us the next few minutes. But when someone gets married, I will tell you as a guy, it kind of takes away that, not that, you know, that person's not sexy anymore, but it's kind of like, okay, they're off limits, so there's no point in even looking at them. It's kind of like the same mm-hmm. as with the dating field. You know, if there's somebody dating somebody, you know, or dating in marriage is different, but, you know, I'm going to use your A-Rod as an example. If he's dating right now, I won't mention her name because it's going to get Lola mad, but if he's dating her, you could still look at him and be like, oh, that's a sexy guy. But if he married her, would it be different?
You know, I think he's attractive, you know. But, yeah, I mean, I guess you do kind of – I even think people look different when they have kids. I look at – like, I think, like, even when you see somebody like – we'll use Kendra Wilkinson. You look at her a little differently since she's had that kid.
Actually, didn't I see something on the newsstand that she's pregnant again?
Yes, I saw that too, and I'm like, is that true?
She confirmed it to OK Magazine. She said that she's pregnant again. So,
oh wow,
congrats, I guess.
But I don't know. There's something about kids. I mean, like when I see men with their kids, you know, I look at them in a different way. I don't see them as a physical attraction because it's a guy interacting with his kids. To me, that's just taboo.
Really?
Yeah.
So what if it's a single dad? What if, you know, he's divorced from the mom or no?
No, I don't think I could ever date a guy with kids because I got that Elvis Presley thing going. And how when he, like Elvis, like, you know, he found women desirable until they had kids, and then all of a sudden he saw them in a maternal way. That's how I see men. The minute they have kids and I know them, I think, ooh, you know, it's to me taboo. I don't see them in a sexual way anymore. That's gone.
Wow. So notice to all you guys out there who, you know, want to get with Lola, you cannot have any kids whatsoever, ever. Once you have a kid, Lola doesn't even want to look at you. Wow. That's the first time I've heard of that. Wow. So guys, if you're single and you don't have any kids, you're in luck. But if you have one, you better not tell Lola.
That's the thing, like Cosmopolitan will always put on these like little things on their headlines, like women find fatherhood sexy. I don't find it sexy, and I'm sure I'm not the only one that doesn't find it sexy. I mean, what's so sexy about a dad? I don't know. It's just, to me, no way.
Wow. So, I don't want to always use the A-Rod theory, but what's another guy out there that has your eye?
And if he has kids?
No, I'm going to say go with a single guy.
God, you know,
kids.
I don't know. I don't even know if I have it. I got Shamar Moore. He's not married or has kids.
So Shamar Moore,
that's my other crush.
So Shamar Moore came out tomorrow, said that he had, you know, a baby girl by somebody. That will be a turnoff for you?
Yeah. I do not find fatherhood, I don't find it sexy at all. I just, there's something taboo about it. I can't see, I guess this is like the Elvis Presley thing. I can't see a guy changing the dirty diaper and then expect to have sex with him 30 minutes after the fact. I mean, it's just the two parallels don't mix in my mind. I can't see him playing baseball with this kid and then want to have some sort of freaky night afterwards. It's like taboo. It's like, oh, I can't do that with you. your dad.
Well, there's people that are out there. How do you think they have more kids? If that was a fact, everybody would have one kid and be done.
I'm telling you, I have the Elvis Presley thing. I just can't do it.
Well, I guess it's a little, I guess it depends on New York. Cause, you know, there's people out there that say, you know, they don't want anybody with kids and this and that. You know, I always say, and I have friends and people who I know who are married people with kids, and they talk about how tough it is, and if they have to go back and change it, they probably wouldn't have. But, you know, for me, I'm going to, it all depends on the person. You know, if you've got 4 or 5 kids, then, you know, as Peter Griffin said, keep on moving. But it doesn't mean nothing against you, but, you know, if, I don't know. I probably would date someone who, you know, has kids. I don't mind it because, you know, it's one of those things where I think, yeah, I don't know, for me, just turning 33 now, I know that, you know, I know this, if you can have kids whenever you can, but for me, I have a cutoff point. It's, you know, if that person already has kids, then that's fine. You know, I don't have an issue with that. I don't mind, you know, someone with kids. And you know, it's a little different. It's I guess for me, hey, I still find out very sexy. She has a kid. I'm not even thinking about it. If Halle Berry came at the mall and said, hey, you know, would you like to spend the night? I ain't thinking about the kid. It's different with the guys. Maybe it depends on who. You know, now, as much as I love, I'm going to get in so much trouble for saying this. As much as I love Heidi Klum, I would probably think twice. I don't know. Maybe it's because she's had, like, what? How many kids last year? 10?
She's got, she's got quite a few.
Is that the last count? But I don't know. It's like, you know, I don't mind anyone that has kids. If they're older, you know, it's even better. But I think if it's like, if you just had a kid, like, 7 months ago, I would feel a little weird. You know, it's just like, I would just feel really weird. But otherwise, I don't mind that. You know, it's because it's never, well, oh God, now I'm borrowing a Justin Bieber clip. Never say never. And it depends upon, you know, the person that you're with. And for me, like I said, it's one of those things where I don't mind it. But, you know, you have the Elvis Presley thing going, so, you know.
Yeah, I just can't. I don't find dad sexy. I just don't. They're not supposed to be sexy. They're supposed to be paternal and loving and, I don't know, I guess they're supposed to be like your best friend.
You didn't think June Cleaver found Ward Cleaver sexy a second time after they had, you know, their oldest kid, then they had to be, you know? Separate beds and all.
I just can't do it. I mean, I just really seriously, I don't know. It's a turnoff. Even when I hear people say they got quite a few kids, that's a turnoff for me. Like when, you know, I go, ooh, you know, no way. You getting near me. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I just can't do it.
We'll have to divulge in that a little bit deeper. Maybe we can bring some psychiatrists on and explain why Lola doesn't like the kids. But yeah, like I said, for all of you that know, I mean, Lola doesn't have kids. I don't have kids, but, you know, I have nieces and nephews, but, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, like I said, I wouldn't mind having kids, and, you know, in my mind, I mean, I have a couple of kids in my mind that are kind of like stepkids to me, so, you know, I love it, you know, I would love to be a dad, you know, so to be married to someone who's already, or to date someone who's already had, I don't know, you never rule that out. You know, like, I don't know. For guys, I guess it's different because I think it's at that point now where there is a good percentage of women who have possibly already had a child. Single woman, it's a little bit different because there's so many single guys out there. You know, there's still a chance to find somebody that doesn't have kids. But even then, most of those guys have kids with other women. So I don't know. It's kind of like the odds are now, like, swimming
oh, definitely.
Now. But so I don't really know. A couple minutes left in the show here. I kind of want to get to a couple of things, and if we have time, maybe we'll get back and discuss Lola's what's the word I want to use, her allergy to guys with kids. new movie release is coming out tomorrow on new movie release Tuesday. Unstoppable, the movie with Denzel Washington. The documentary Waiting for Superman, which I heard was really good, that will be out tomorrow as well. New Music Tuesday, I think I saw Genuine is supposed to have CD come out tomorrow. I haven't heard from him in a little bit.
Yeah,
mostly out right now, as I know the Grammy nominee. So I think he has a new release scheduled for tomorrow. I think it's called Elgin or something like that. So very interesting. But we've got about 3 minutes left in the show. Also, let me remind you, coming up on Friday, and for those of you that follow us online, you can follow us on Facebook at our page, News and Comment Network, Blog Talk Radio, LeVar and Lola. Friday, normally in that spot, we have our show, Eye on Hollywood, at noon Central, 1 o'clock Eastern. That's going to be preempted. I will have the 411 Lounge, a special edition of that, on Friday. Singer Teresa Griffin will be on with me. We have not yet decided when Eye on Hollywood will be rescheduled, but stay tuned to our page. We'll tell you more about that. And like I said, you can catch us on Facebook. I've been bad with Twitter. I guess I should get back to Twitter. Twitter.com, the number 4, Eye on Hollywood. And literally, that is it. How was your weekend, Lola?
Yeah, nothing really out of the ordinary. I didn't really do anything. How about yourself?
Oh, you know, of course it was my birthday weekend. I really didn't. It was kind of weird. Friday, I spent pretty much out and about. Actually, one of my friends opened a brand new restaurant. So if you're in Chicago on the south side, Ruby's Hot Grill, you can check it out. Go check it out. It's on the southeast side. Can't miss it. And Saturday, I went and I saw some of the ladies from the Roy University women's basketball alumni, which was good to see them. Some I haven't seen in years, so it was always good to see them. And Sunday, I pretty much did some grocery shopping and relaxed. So that was my birthday weekend in a nutshell. I wish I could redo it all over again and travel somewhere. So I got gifts too, which was pretty awesome. I got gifts from the Mrs. So,
wow,
very good on
nice.
That one. I was surprised. So, and I said one of them is probably the best gift I ever received. So, I'll pretty much leave it at about that. And now today is Valentine's Day. And I would say, of course, happy Valentine's Day to everyone out there, and happy Valentine's Day to you, Lola. And I'm going to actually be personal and say that should the missus decide that she wants to listen to my show today, happy Valentine's Day, and I love her. So, that's pretty much it.
Wow. You had a nice weekend.
Yeah, well, I try and feel it. Yeah, my exciting weekend. My exciting weekend would be if I traveled from here to there and went out to L.A. and came back and I was at a party and, you know, actually saw Miley Cyrus in that revealing outfit, but no.
I was looking at those pictures of Miley, and she looks actually pretty good. She reminds me a little bit of Carmen Electra through the face.
Yeah, very.
She's
now
looking
we can think
good.
About her in that way because now she's of age. But I'm being told that we're running out of out of time. Maybe Lola might post a picture on our Facebook page. You can find out what we're talking about. We'll talk about that possibly on Friday because there were some other pictures this week too that kind of came out that kind of scandalous. So, but that's it. The clock on the wall is telling us we've got to go. So, for Lola, I'm LeVar. Thanks for listening. Join us on Friday, 411 Lounge, and we will let you know about Eye on Hollywood on our Facebook page. So, that's it. Say goodnight, Lola.
Good night.